Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette atheist who lost prayer lawsuit seeks to install his own commandments in park. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. After losing a state lawsuit against Gillette officials over city council meeting prayers, Bruce Williams, an atheist, and his church, the Hypatian Society, are suing in federal court to install a 21 Rules monument in Gillette City Park alongside an existing Ten Commandments monument. Cowboy State Daily reported the lawsuit, filed in U.S. District Court for Wyoming, demands $240 million in damages and equal representation for Williams' beliefs. The 21 rules Williams attached as an exhibit to his lawsuit urge people to protect children, avoid lying, lead an active life, and help the poor, but watch for the charlatan, along with other moral instructions. They demand an egalitarian and meritocratic society. The complaint critiques the presence of Judeo-Christian symbols without the inclusion of his church's rules. The suit also challenges the current system for scheduling prayer at public meetings, seeking promotional representation for atheistic invocations based on Wyoming's atheist population. Wyoming lawmakers push to restrict state agencies from tracking and holding private data. Wyoming lawmakers are debating a bill to limit the storage and use of private data by state agencies aiming to address data privacy concerns. The Wyoming Tribune Eagle reported the bill proposes a 3-year limit on data retention and requires written consent before data can be purchased, sold, or transferred, with some exceptions for intergovernmental transfers and existing laws. House Bill 163, Data Privacy Government Entities, was sponsored by the committee for the 2024 budget session but failed to pass introduction. At least 40 states have enacted laws that protect their residents' private data to some extent, such as the California Consumer Privacy Act, Colorado Privacy Act, and Connecticut Personal Data Privacy and Online Monitoring. The bill has faced pushback from state agencies, which argue that data storage aids research and operational efficiency. Testimony revealed community colleges purchase data from social media to attract students, raising privacy concerns. The bill's proponents seek a comprehensive approach to data privacy, potentially extending retention limits and specifying agency exemptions. The bill will be reviewed further in July. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.